you. I want to feel no pain. Maybe I need to be moved sometime or some way. This I don't know yet. Need to feel something deep, something strong, then holding my hand while I sleep. You are so kind to me. You're not the company I keep. Let's just keep things light as a feather, 'cause I'm feeling lost and I'd like to feel better. You are so kind to me. You're not the company I keep. I get so high just to feel notes to sound. I sink so low just to feel my feet on ground. Ooh, 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 ooh. You so kind to me. You're not the company I need. You are so kind to me. You're not the company I need. You are so kind to me. You're not the company I need. You are so kind to me. You're not the company I need.
Hannah Stack, live here on Neo Rocks. Welcome to the studios.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So we were talking off air just before we had you come on. This is your first time on the radio?
Yes, correct.
Yes.
You are amazingly composed for a first time interview.
No, you're doing a great job, and it's great to have you here. We're going to talk about your EP release coming up July 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Yeah, for sure. So the EP release is, again, July 6th at Coda in Tremont. Opening is Mr. Carnivore, as well as Maura Rogers and the Bellows. And in my band, I'm lucky to have Ray Flanagan, who's here today with me, as well as Kim Haffey on the bass, and my friend Maria Sarnowski also singing backup vocals.
Is Ray allowed to talk on the mic during this interview?
Ray is allowed to talk on the mic if you'd like to.
Hi, Ray.
Hello. It's me.
Except no imposters. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Well, yeah. It's great to have you.
I'm happy to be here with Hannah Stack.
Yeah, so how did this come together? How did this happen?
Well, Ray's a great guitar player, so I sent him a text. And I said, "You want to play my release show?" And he said, "Sure, I can make that work."
Well, that was pretty cool.
It was easy. Yeah. It was great.
I'm not that difficult all the time.
Just for Jason?
Hmm?
No.
You're only difficult for Jason?
No, I'm not. I'm way worse with other people other than Jason Patrick Myers.
Ray's a great guy, and I know that you guys are going to play great together, especially on July 6th at the release party, because you were talking about cafes earlier off the air, and we had a very strong discussion about whether or not cafes should have coffee if it's mandatory for every single
cafe. Think it's mandatory. I don't even know what I don't know what the word means.
That's a tough one.
I associate it with coffee because that's what I learned in Spanish class. But I think, there are some places that are just bars that are called cafes, and then they don't have coffee. So my worldview of the word cafe is being shaken a little bit recent times.
Hannah, how do you feel about that?
I'm on the same page. I had no idea. I thought coffee for sure.
Do you have any songs about coffee?
I have a song about tea, not coffee, but I feel like usually when there's tea, there's coffee.
Well, this is what we're going to do. I want to hear, and I'm sure all the listeners do as well, they want to hear what's going on with this EP, the songs that are on it, and all that good stuff. We've been playing your one single, and we're excited to hear the rest of it, but you're going to play two more acoustic for us. Mm-hmm. What is, do you want to do another one right now?
Yeah,
tell us
sure.
about it.
Yeah, that'd be great. This song is called Moonlight. It's really just about falling in love with somebody that's nothing like you. And yeah, that's about it.
We've got Hannah Stack live here on Neo Rocks.
Say you're an introvert. I know you take whiskey in your tea. Spend time playing board games. I'm bored of your taste. I can see that you're not much like me. I can't wait to see you in the sunlight, even if you're not the one.
Stack live here on Neo Rocks along with Ray Flanagan. So your EP release is coming up.
Hold on, Erickson.
What?
Hold on.
Oh.
A usually small and informal establishment serving various refreshments such as coffee.
Hmm.
So informal is probably the key word there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good to know.
It gives it room. You know,
mm-hmm.
The definition is, he actually, Eric sent me the link to the dictionary, so we're all clear as to what a cafe is. That was actually a pretty smooth transition, because that song mentioned tea.
And whiskey.
So ironically. It's one of Jason's kinds of songs.
Pretty much.
So, okay. So, back to the release show. Uh-huh. You're releasing your new EP.
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called Retrograde.
Why?
This is actually a funny story. So, there's this thing called Mercury Retrograde, right? And everybody freaks out about it because things are difficult from a communication standpoint. So you have trouble, I guess, communicating with other people. There's also a lot of troubles with like transportation and stuff like that, all because Mercury is going backwards or something. But the key here is having trouble with communication. So like, I feel like a lot of these songs I wrote, you know, in a place where I was having maybe, I don't know, issues with communicating with friends or family properly. And that's what a lot of those songs are about.
Were all the songs on... So you have 5 songs total, right?
Correct.
Were all the songs intended for this EP, or were some of them older and you kind of put them on, or how did that work?
There is one that's a lot older than the others. And when I started recording the EP, I had a completely different plan. And then I wrote better songs.
So is the EP you solo acoustic or full band?
It also has Kim's recorded bass on it, and my friend Pat LaGuardia, who also produced it, plays a plethora of different things on there as well. So no, there's only drums on one song, so I wouldn't call it a full band.
Okay. How long have you been working on it?
I guess like on and off, like about a year.
I think we need to come up with a list of like, not a list, but like a... I'm still fixated on the fact that it's the first time on the radio here. I really like that. Like last week, we had Olivia Martinez on.
Mm-hmm. Love her.
Right. I feel like I really want to ask like an embarrassing question that like, you know, I can only get away with if it was your first time on the radio. But I'm going to think about this, and we'll come back to that.
It's going to go along with the Neo Rocks mugshot.
What do you guys think of that idea? We're thinking about doing you can explain it, Eric.
A Neo Rocks mugshot in front of the WJCU banner and just get a sign that's kind of like the police board and it has Neo Rocks on it. And so you just stand there.
Yeah.
So
I think that should be standard.
So many of the photos end up looking like that anyway, so we might as well add some promotion.
Yeah, make it intentional. Intention is good.
So July 6th is the release party. Who are you going to have playing with you that night? Is it going to be the same group that was on the EP?
Kim will be there playing bass, Kim Haffey, and then Ray will be there playing guitar, and my friend Maria Sarnowski is singing backup vocals.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, how about another song here in studio for
sure.
us?
Sure, yeah.
Do you want to give us any... background info on this? Or
sure, yeah. This song's called Table for Two, and I really wrote it when I was in an argument with a friend. And I just, you know, when you kind of feel like you have a friendship where you're doing all of the work, I probably wasn't, but, you know, I wanted to believe that I was at the time. So this is Table for Two. This is actually out on SoundCloud. It was through a Cleveland.com article, so pretty fun.
We'll talk about that in a second. Cool. Hannah Stack, live here on Neo Rocks.
Thank you.
Hannah Stack live here on Neo Rocks. Your CD release, EP release, July 6th over at Coda, along with Mr. Carnivore and Maura Rogers and the Bellows. Why those two groups?
Both are two groups that I really look up to a lot. Mr. Carnivore, they've been my friends for a really long time. That's also Pat and Joe LaGuardia's band, and Pat is the one who produced the EP, so I definitely wanted him to be involved, both of them, as well as Maura Rogers and the Bellows. I saw at a house show a while back, and I was just blown away, and really look up to them as musicians and seem to be really great people as well.
So if people want to find out more about you and your shows coming up, where can they go?
My website is www.hannahstack.com. S-T-A-K. Two H's, two A's, two N's. It's a palindrome.
I think I might be even more confused.
HannahStack.com.
Very cool. Thank you so much for being in studio. Ray, thank you for being here as well.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. We've got one last track, Black Magic. It's on the EP, right?
Yes.
All right. Hannah Stack, Black Magic here on Neo Rocks. Thank you once again so much.